All right, so let's just review the first two answers in Tosfos before we get to the third, and then we'll swing into the fourth and fifth. All right, so Tosfos and Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, and over Las Yasan, he gives two answers to solve the dilemma of when to make the bracha, right? Because the problem is that since it's Munach B'Kli, so you have a problem of over Las Yasan. So he has two solutions, but they both require, let me just finish this first. They both require modifying over Las Yasan in the kiyum of over Las Yasan of being before the Maisa, in that little area, modifying that. So what's the modification there? It's always about doing it before the fulfillment of the Maisa Mitzvah, before the kiyum of the Maisa Mitzvah. So how would that work? So if you say, in the first answer, he'd say that when you pick up the first min, or the, which is the lulav, right? So what's happening? Have you done a netila?
No.
The netila is only the mekayim through the picking up the esrog. So you would say there was no actual haschala of the Maisa. There was no haschala Maisa. Even though physically I picked it up, conceptually there's no reality to that in the halakhic system. Or you say, no, that I did a netila, but the netila is a psul in it, right? I did a netila. You can't say my netila as a maisa picking up the arbaminim was not a picking up the arbaminim, but derek yulasan is a psul in the very maisa, in the kiyum of netila sulav. Okay? So those are Tosos' two answers. So what's Tosos' third answer? If you guys remember, Tosos' third answer is that, what? No, not the Grah. The Grah likes Tosos' third answer. But what's Tosos' third answer? That, yeah, so the guy, the very simple solution. Just right, just say, when I pick it up, I have in mind not to be Yotzei Mitzvah, right? So then I have it in my hand, and as soon as I turn off my anti-das or anti-kavana thing, right, you become, no, then you can make the bracha. No, that's the thing. And there's like this. That's what's really weird about it. There's like a moment in time where
make the bracha and then it turned off.
Right. No.
That,
yeah.
It's after the kavana that your kavana comes away after the bracha.
Yeah. Fine. Whatever you flip the switch, I don't care. The point though is that so what he likes about the answer is that it doesn't force you to modify over Las Yasan because you're right. In other words, the switch is off or on, whichever way you're looking at it. And then what happens is that right before you decide to go ahead and have kavana, you make the bracha. So you have a pure over Las Yasan. It's before I do my Maisa Mitzvah. Right? But the problem is, no, you haven't done the deal.
Wait, are you saying he's picked it up and then without the kavana?
Right. The good thing about this svara is that, according to Tosfos, the most conceptual way to relate to the Nitzila. There's nothing more conceptual than this, because it's like, I turn my das off, all of a sudden, poof, yeah. I got the lulav. I've done the lakikha. But what bothers him about this? According to Tosfos' way of learning, there's no natural way that allows for overall assessment to relate to the poor mitzvah of this mitzvah. That's what bothers Tosfos. That's why he doesn't like this answer. There's nothing natural about it. I have to go in and start using negative das in order to produce over Las Yasan. So Tosfos is going to say, what kind of mitzvah is it that allows for that? We're going to tell me over Las Yasan applies everywhere, right? And here, this is the only mitzvah that exists, only situation, Berachos mitzvah that exists, where there is no natural way for a person to use over Las Yasan. He's got to come up with his external method. Also, the Ron himself, and then we got to move on, but the Ron says, he does say that, right? He says, where's that run? Quotes Tosfos almost verbatim. Then he says he doesn't like the answer of Derek Adilasan. He doesn't like that answer. So everyone weighs in on this. Everyone weighs in on this stuff. Okay, now what's his fourth answer? So Tosfos then says, Inami mishum dulo gamar mitzvaso ad achar nianua. Okay, this is a big problem. Right, this is the hardest of the move that Tosfos makes, I think, of all the fifth one's the craziest, but this is the hardest move that Tosfos makes. So what's Tosfos say? Tosfos says that in reality, you can make the bracha even after you pick it up, because the mitzvah isn't complete, right? Because when is the mitzvah complete? The mitzvah is complete after you do your nanuim, right? Now we see a precedent for this. The precedent is by Netilas Yadayim, right? So he says, Taima nami mivarchin on Netilas Yadayim, achar netila, delo gomer mitzvah, so at achar nigov. And for the same reason, that's why we make the bracha after you wash your hands, before you, right? Because the mitzvah is not complete until you dry your hands, right? Kedamrina parakama desota, the aser lechol below nigov yadayim.
Are you yotzin to the
what?
Are you yotzin to the
But then he says, umi ulo dami kuli hai, but it's not really a good comparison. The nyanua eno ela shiari mitzvah, the alma. Velo makev. But the problem is, it's not a great comparison. Because the problem is that nanuim, right, are not ma'akev. In other words, it's true the mitzvah may not be complete, but the nanuim are ma'akev, but nigov is ma'akev. Because by nigov, if I don't dry my hands, I can't have lechem. and therefore I didn't do my mitzvah on the Tilos Adayim. But obviously the question here is, what's Tosos Havi Maskana? Right? And the other problem we had was that, and this is the trickiest question, this is another question, you gotta like really get Tosos for this. I mean, Nanu Mar Derabanan. So what's he talking about here? What do you mean the Gemar mitzvah? The mitzvah is Gemar. I picked up my lulav. I'm done. Yaakov's making a point that within in the Derabanan track, since the Nanu Mar Derabanan and the Bracha is Derabanan, so you can argue that's not complete. Fine. But I want to understand, what was his Havmina? And he says, the Maskana is not Ma'akiv. Yeah. If you look at the Tilos Adayim as a matir for Achilas Lachem, right, then you can argue that each one equally partakes of the Din Netila. So there's the actual washing as a Din Netila, and drying is the Din Netila, because both of them are required in order to produce the matir of eating of Achilas Lachem. So that's true, then the bracha can exist before Nigos. There won't be a problem with that. That's still over Las Yasan, right? Because, right. So how would that work by Lulav then? Conceptually.
Yeah, both are central to the expression Shabbat.
So we see from Tosos Msachem, right? What do we see from Tosos Msachem? What does he say there? Remember? He said, what? Right. He says, when is the Kiyam Nanuim? He says in Zayin Amabez, he says, Shetzarech Lananea B'Kriyas Halal. So you can learn out from that what he's saying is that the idea of Nanuim is certainly tied to Sheva. But you can argue the whole idea of Netilas Lulav is really a Netilas Sheva. So if you set it up as a Netilas Sheva, you could argue that both the initial picking up of the Lulav, as well as Nanuim, equally, this is the key, equally partake of the Netilas of Sheva. There's no conceptual difference between them. They both partake of Netilas Sheva equally. Okay? So if that's true, then I can make the bracha beforehand. Brachas Aldo, they took the Netilas Sheva that exists in the Raisa, and they created another expression of it through Nanuim. Okay, and that's also Netilas Shevach. But they both conceptually partake of Netilas Shevach equally. There's no difference between the two. They're equal partaking of Netilas Shevach, even though one is Darabanan. But the Maskana is what Isaac, what's that saying? In the Havamina, he's saying, look at Nanuim as discrete. But the Maskana is saying, it's not discrete. It's simply an extension of the Netilah. So if it's an extension, that's what he means by Shiari Mitzvah. Whereas they modify the actual Netilah itself. And they said, it's not just Netilah, but it's Netilah with Nanuim. So if it's a Netilah with Nanuim, so then there'd be no room to do over Las Yasam. You understand? You can't break that apart. But if you hold that Nanuim were a discrete expression of Shevach, there's a Netilah, and then there's a Nanuim, and that's a discrete expression of Shevach, well then you can say they both partake of the same phenomenon. And that's why it would be just like Netilah Sulub and Nigav. Tosos's fifth answer abandons the position of over Las Yasam. That's what he abandons, because all four answers up to this point in some way have an over Las Yasam before the Maisa Mitzvah, except for this one. Because this one, what does he say? He says, in reality, he says, emesu dilabasar nafak bei mevarach. It's like the most astonishing move in Tosos history. What does he say? He says, in reality, this is the fifth answer. In reality, when you make the bracha?
After.
So you pick it up and they make the bracha. So he goes through the whole Shach Levatari and the Gemara Msachim, okay? Which was the Shach Levatari about Levar versus Al versus Le, which I don't want to get too much into. But what's the upshot of what he says, right? This is the key line in Tosfos is where he says, Va mitzvah lo nigmar adayin legamre. Okay? Debai nanu mevarach. So he wants to say that, and again, it sounds like what he was saying before, but it's not. It can't be. But on the surface, it sounds that way. But what's he saying? He's saying that when I pick up my lulav, right? So there's still some vestige of mitzvah left, okay? Called nanuim.
So
well, one second. So therefore, he has to agree that I fulfilled my mitzvah, and I say the bracha afterwards, and that's not over Las Yasan. He has to agree with that. He has to agree that after I pick up my lulav, the bracha I'm making is not over Las Yasan on that, right? But since there's some idea of nanua, that there, so I could still get something from my Ovelas Yasan. And the proof is what he says later on by the Minag Yushalayim case, by the Anshe Yushalayim. Because he says in the end there, he says, V'yesh b'davar mitzvah min ha-mufchar, mufchar, chashiv ki Ovelas Yasan. V'yesh b'davar mitzvah min ha-mufchar, chashiv ki Ovelas Yasan. Ki Ovelas Yasan. See, Tosos is very careful. Ki. It's not real Ovelas Yasan, because you can't get the Ovelas Yasan before the Maisa Daraisa. But there could be some vestige. What? What does he compare it to? Again, use Tosos as an analogy to develop the Svara. He says it's going to be just, and this could be just like the case of Lisatev, right? Batalis. Because what do? You make the bracha on, you're supposed to make it before him. Now let's say he didn't. right? So he quotes on the case there. He says by there, he says it's based on the Yerushalmi. It says right. You say nisatef ba omer nisatef ba, right? You say the bracha. By the time lefisha mitzah moshechas kol zman shehu meutaf the omed, right? So why do you have this idea of what's the idea of ituf? It's telling you that even after you do the maisa, there's some reality of you being meutaf. And since you're meutaf, so what does that mean? It means that there could still be a zman to make the bracha. Even though, now again, if you want up the analogy perfectly, the analogy would be like this. Just like by talis, I do the maisa mitzvah, right? But I could still make the bracha before the ituf, because there's still some... after ituf, but after the maisa, but while I am ituf, because there's still what? There's still a
reality
the mitzvah is not complete. So too by lulav, right? You can argue the same thing, that even though I picked up my lulav, since there is still this idea of nanuam, it's not complete. So what I want to propose is as follows. Now these answers, this really, I think, it really takes care of a lot of the problems here. So the thing is like this. When a person makes a bracha, when a person does a maisa mitzvah, right? So what happens at that moment? So two things happen at that moment. Okay, one thing that happens is that he's fulfilled his maisa mitzvah, right? Okay, so when I put on my talis, what? Yes. Yeah. Yes, for now. So I've done my action. You can't say I haven't done my action. When I put on my talis, the moment I put it on, I'm yotzei my mitzvah. That's it. Just as much as I'm yotzei by shchita, so to speak. In other words, there's no difference in the maisa. But what happens by a case by talis is that the very fulfillment of the maisa produces or generates a gavra who's atav. That's a separate idea. It emerges from that action. The action is, I put on the talis, and then in doing that, it generates this idea of a gavra's atav. So because of the idea of the gavra atav, that's what provides the room to say that you can make an overall, you can still make a bracha there. Because it's over, it will be over the asiya of being a gavra atav. That's what the bracha is going on. Okay? So it doesn't mean, that's what I want to say, it's a more precise way of saying, or it's a better way of saying, that the mitzvah is ongoing. I don't know what that means, that the mitzvah is ongoing. I mean, you're passive. There's no activity. But if you say that, it gives me a certain definition, right, then it would work. So maybe you could say the same thing by Nitil Zulav. You could say that there's the maisa called Nitil Zulav. And then when I do that maisa, what does it do? It generates an opportunity, midrabanan, generates an opportunity for more shevach. That's what the nanum are. I agree. No, you're right. The netilah is rooted in shevach. But I'm just saying there's an opportunity for shevach that didn't exist beforehand. Once I pick it up, now I do my nanum. Okay, so that's the comparison. That's the comparison. Okay, but even Tosis himself isn't happy with that, because what does he say at the end? He says, "Yeah," but he says the truth is that may work by titus. He says below the gamrei the dami lulav, right? Because by lulav I pick it up. Right? And he says, I'm yotze a kvar ikr mitzvah. Avra kvar ikr mitzvah. I don't know if you explained that clearly during the share, but what does he mean by that? What does he Tosfos mean when he says, but you can't make the comparison to talis. It's not a good comparison. Because by talis, he's going to say, the ikr mitzvah is still there. Because by lulav, the ikr mitzvah is not there. So what does he mean? Yeah. So by atuf, being atuf, in a sense, is synonymous with the maisa mitzvah. It's just switching it to the din and the gabra, but it's synonymous. But you can't say that by lulav, by nanuam, because nanuam is a reduction. It sure partakes of the idea of shevach, but it's a reduction insofar as its performance is concerned.
It's not a pure application.
Right, exactly. It's not a pure application. Exactly.
Application.
So, I know it's a funny order to go in, but it's worth doing this first. So, Lagos Amonim says, on a hilchos lulav, perek zayin alach avav. But look what he says. He says, Aval Rashbam Omer, I couldn't find what this Rashbam is, but he says, Aval Rashbam Omer, she'ein levar kodem she'it lenu. So, the Rashbam actually held, right, that what? Never make the bracha before you pick it up. Why? The mechzikach ki chocha v'itz lula. Okay, anyone know what that means? So if you made the according to the Rashbam, listen to this. Okay, this is wild. According to the Rashbam, if you made the bracha before you picked up the lulav, you would be denigrating the maisa, the lulav. Why? Ela lenu the hadar yivarech. Rather pick it up and then make the bracha. Why? V'havi shapir over las yasan, and that is lechachilo over las yasan. Kevan she'ikar mitzvasahu hananua b'shas halal. Rashbam presents something remarkable. He wants to, let's put aside the issue of the Rabbanan and the Raisa by Nanuim. What he wants to say is that there's really two things I think that are bothering the Rashbam. One is, how can you be satisfied with Tosos who's going to suggest there is no perfect Ovel HaSasan? There is a perfect Ovel HaSasan. I'll tell you what it is. It's that you make the bracha after you pick it up. And picking it up is what now? It's your Heksher. It's your Hisaskus. It's your Zimun. Now you're ready to do your mitzvah.
No,
because
you don't
say one second. So I think the Rashbam is bothered by two things. A, he wants a lichatchila or balasyasan, and therefore he's in a very clever way he's created it. And the other thing I think is bothering him is that the very idea to just say that me being okay something is some sort of maisa mitzvah, he doesn't like that idea. So therefore, I'm saying it's a brilliant svara.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay, it's brilliant. I just don't know how it works out the source of Nanuim. But the brilliance is to say that no, that really you have a hisaskas, you have a zimun, you have all these things, right? You have it, you pick it up, then you make a bracha and you do not know him.
Like
it's a perfect, he works out a lechatchila method of overlas yasam. Good alaf alaka tesvam brachos. Not all.
Perik
yud alaf alaka tesvam brachos.
Which source?
Yatsay
yade baso.
So, right, so a guy picks up his lulav, right? What does he do?
Makes a barucha.
Why?
Because when
he
lifts it up, he's
yotzei. So according to Rambam, if a guy decides to pick up his lulav, right? No, that's what the Gemara's lashon though. That's what it means. Ibiya means that it's synonymous. That says, then he says, but if a guy wants to, right? Let's say a guy made a bracha before he picks it up. Right? Wild. So the Rambam, what was the question we had on this? Right? It sounds like the Rambam's give you an option. Why would the Rambam say, over las yasan, say the bracha before you do the maisa? Isn't that the way he should have said it? Why is he giving me the option of doing both? Okay, it's a very weird formulation according to the Rambam. There's no idea to have an option. Do it beforehand. Right? Okay. Before you do the Raivin, take a look at the Rambam on its source 18. Okay? Ramam Hilchos Lulav, Perek Zayin Lachavav. What does he say there?
This has been Mukar the Yor Lulav Hadash Arab Lachsos Shel Lasam Shaloshka.
That's just a Guda to do a Guda.
It's not present.
I don't know. To tie them together. Well, because you know. Now here's the thing. And when he comes to what to the like the Gemara's lashon to pick it up to fulfill. Right. So what does that sound like? Okay. So now shoot ahead to this Radbaz. Take a look at the Ravid first. Look at the Ravid on, that's source 21. Look at the Ravid. So the Ravid says, he say, Hinei Ledvar, based on the Rambam's logic, Im Shachach Batifa Sitzis or Banachas Tfilin. So let's say a guy forgot to make the bracha on his talis. Right, the low birach tchila, because she yiskor v'yivarech mevarech al atifa sitzis. So since the Rambam says you make an al natilas lulav, the Ravid says you should also make. But the Rambam doesn't say that though. The Rambam says lisatev. So the Ravid is bothered by that because al is a retrospective bracha. That's what this lashon is. So shouldn't you do the same thing in the case of talis? And that the Rambam is not consistent. Yeah. Look at the Rabbaz. The Rabbaz is hilchos brachos parakin af alacha tesvav. He says she'ela. Right. Yedidi, odiacha daiti. So I'm going to let you know what I think. B'mashakas of Rambam Zal, v'zeh lashono. What did he say? Okay, so that's we read that already. Okay, so first he quotes the Rambam in Hilchos Brachos. Then he says, of Hilchos Sukkah, of Lulav. So what does that sound like? Right, so it sounds like a stira, because the Rambam says in Hilchos Brachos, you could do either before or after. And in Hilchos Lulav, he says only before. So how do you resolve such a stira? So look at his answer. It's very funny. Tshuva. Badakti.
Before swarim, b'yesh, b'yade, ha-sefer, shabu, muga,
You know what the Buga is? That's like what? No, no, no. But I'm saying it's a certain like most authentic version of the Rambam. Okay, but look what he's saying. We'll keep going. The Chen Katu Bo Levikach. Stop. Remarkable. It's remarkable what he's saying. It's unbelievable. He's saying, you think that it's not just a quote-unquote brisker thing to be medayik in the Lashon of the Rambam. When he saw the stira, the first thing he did was what? Check the girsas. Right? And he says, so he checked the girsa, it's legit. He says, don't try and twist the words of the Rambam now. Don't say like, oh, maybe he meant to say before and after by Hilchos Lulav too. You can't do that. Because this is what he said, and you can't fall back on like a girsa error. There's no girsa error here. This is as authentic, straight out of the Rambam's writing. Okay? So his answer is? So wait, slow down. So what is it when in Hilchos Lulav when it says you make the bracha beforehand? What's the case there? Myri ba'adam shehevi lulavo v'esrogo mi beisol beis hakneses digbio kvar. So what happened? No. So at home, what did he do? Right, which means he did his netilah. But now, why is it? What's he going to shul for? Hala. Also shows you the idea of making the bracha on Tzilas Lulav at home goes back a long way. V'yatza kvar digbio kvar v'yatza dechavaso v'yatza and now rotsa latsa sidia nanuim imakal. But so what does he want to do now? He's in shul, so now he wants to do the nanuim with the kal. So what would he have to do according to the Rambam? This is the problem of the Rabbis. What's he suggesting? Shekasev Rav Zal latsa spahen rotsa lomar kederek kol am sheosim a mitzvah beis kneses kitakana. Right? So, what does Latzeis Behen mean? It means to do it in the ideal way, which is where everybody comes to shul, and they do not know him there. Right? The Oz, he yitzias asiyas a mitzvah. Afalpi, shekvar yatza, dechobasa. Very funny Lashon. I mean, that's why the way I'm approaching it is a little different than him, but he wants to say that the yitzia of the asiyas a mitzvah, the fulfillment of the doing of the mitzvah, takes place when you go to shul, even though you're yotzei your technical chiyuv when you picked it up at home. Nope. There are two possible answers for the Rambam. The first answer is what? Okay, so we got to go slow. The first answer assumes, right, that that the Rambam is taking into account a kiyum and nanum. And if you say that, you do say there's an idea nanum that is built into the idea of netilah. So then you could posit the following. Okay, I'll actually write it on the board because I think it's much better when it's written. So what do you have here then? Everyone would agree that if I have a choice according to the Rambam of Orbalas Yasan versus Shas Asiya, and how many of those are Shas Asiya here? Because you'd have to hold the stone Nanum to do, right? So if you hold Orbalas Yasan versus Shas Asiya, of course you would do Orbalas Yasan. The key is to do it beforehand. But let's say I had a defective Orbalas Yasan, and what's a defective part here?
Yeah, the defection is that you are not relating to the Chatzah in an intimate way.
Okay, so let's say that, right. So let's say that's the case. So then what do I have? Well, I have a defective Orbalas Yasan versus Shas Asiya. So maybe you could argue that, okay, better to, so you could argue they're equal. That's meaning that it wouldn't matter whether you do one or the other. What?
So that's causing, there is reality Orbalas Yasan without touching or relating to the Chetzah.
Correct. Right. But the problem though, the only problem with that approach though is that, but still, why would you have to say that a defective Orbalas Yasan is equal to Shas Asiya? Maybe it's better. Maybe a little bit of an Orbalas Yasan is better than Shas Asiya. Okay, so that's why I didn't like that approach. So instead, what do we want to say in the end? Maybe according to Rambam.
What?
Oh, according to Rambam, that the fact is that.
Right.
In other words, built into the idea of Orbalas Yasan is an idea that there must be a reality of a possible expression of Zimun that exists, or it's Haskus, that exists in it. There's not just that the bracha goes on the Maisa, but rather, in the very idea of Orbalas Yasan, there's the conceptual. The reality of being prefacing the Maisa, and there's also an idea that in Orbalas Yasan exists a potential Hisaskus. So there's no Hisaskus. If there's no Hisaskus by a mitzvah, there can be no Orbalas Yasan. So maybe the Rambam holds, the reason why I can do either one is very simple. There's just no Hisaskus to speak of. There's no method to relate the Gavra to the Maisa mitzvah. Because the moment he relates to it, he's Yotze. Okay, so therefore, now that would imply, if you say that, which I like better, it only means one thing you have to posit, which is that the Rambam holds there is no separate kiyum. It's not that nanuim is like part of the asiyas mitzvah. It's not. It's like a separate kiyum. You know what I mean? He would never hold it as part of the asiyas mitzvah. Okay? Yeah, so that's what he wanted to say was the answer to the Rambam. The Rambam says there's just no way to do oval asiyas on here because there's no asaskas. We asked the question in the beginning, when the Rambam in Perek Aleph in Hilchos Brachos, so he has his business where he says, Kishem, right? Berachas Nanin, so too Berachas Mitzvah, right? But yet Berachas Shevach and Hodah are different. So what's the Kishem mean? What's the Kishem mean? So what makes Berachas Nanin different than Berachas Mitzvah? And this goes beyond just saying one's a Matir and one's not. What makes them different? Do you remember what we said? Right now, the food is what to you?
Asur.
So what's a matir doing? It's removing the Isser. Right? So the bracha functions to remove, the idea of the bracha, the Berachas Nanin is set up to remove the status of Isser. Right? But that's not what overall. That's not what the idea of Berachas Mitzvah is. Berachas Mitzvah isn't to remove an Isser, right? It's a positive idea that I should preface my mitzvah with a bracha. Right? It's like a kiyum.
Yes.
Okay. So that's what makes them different, right? So what's the nature of the comparison then? The comparison though is that, but the structure is exactly the same. The structure of saying it prior is synonymous. It's just that there's two ways that could be expressed. One is it's expressed because it's removing the shame isser. The other one's expressed for the fact that it's helping you produce this kiyum. Okay? And that's why he's bringing down halacha gimel. That's the comparison. But in halacha gimel, he's really describing for you in a very specific manner the derech of the bracha. But in halacha dalet, where he seems to repeat himself, he's not saying that. He's saying that he's just discussing the categories themselves. But in halacha gimel, he's showing you how they were formulated. That birchas nanin was a greater, because they're two separate points. Halacha gimel is really telling you the way what makes them unique, not the categories, but
one's
each derech.
One's
as a kiyum is a positive idea, and then you have derech shevach, which are responsive brachas. So it's telling you, but that's telling you the formulation of the brachas themselves. Then the Rambam now reflects back on halachas aleph through gimel and says, okay, well, what do you see now? You have three distinct categories. Right. Even though that's the point. Even though mitzvah and nenin share the exact same structure of bracha, but they are different conceptual categories. Yes.